it's time for the real sports to step up, and those would be the phenologists. I mentioned earlier that I had talked to the Minnesota Master Naturalists out of Brainerd last night, and actually there were some statewide listeners, and we had a nice conversation about why it's important to write things down, why being a master naturalist is a pretty good deal, but being a phenologist is even better, because you write it down and you get to look back at it and say, wow, a year ago this was happening. And we'll cover some of that when we get to the phenology show, but for now we have our morning phenology notes, our early morning phenology notes from our students, and a couple of emails that we may have time to get to as well. But let's get right to it. You know, the COVID campaign has kept kids out of school. And now they're getting back, and we're getting reports from schools that we have heard from in the past, but have not heard from in several months. And it'll be exciting to hear their voices, starting with Luke and Lily, who are fifth graders in Cohasset, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Lily and
Luke from Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We made a lot of observations over the past week.
We have noticed the weather is warming up, the daylight is getting longer, and people are starting to tap their maple trees. That is one sign that spring is around the corner.
On our nature walk last week, we noticed the south side of the banks are melting faster than the north banks. This is due to more direct sunlight hitting the south banks. We also noticed dragon teeth icicles on the banks, another sign of the melting snow.
We noticed the apples on one of our trees had lost all their fruit to birds. They ate seeds of it, leaving a mess under the tree. We thought the evening grosbeaks were the ones eating them. We also found a bat that did not survive hibernation. We got to look at all its features. It was pretty neat.
We are looking forward to seeing all the changes brought on by spring.
Thank you, Luke and Lily. Those are two really excited phenologists. Lily is a phenomenal phenologist. She just, when I ask her about things, she gets out her notebook and she leaps through and she goes, oh yeah, we talked about that. And she finds it in her notebook. She's just really a fireplug. A lot of fun. Lots of good kids there. And I'm looking forward to getting back together with them very soon.